I'm Ashley Taylor here for the Maya Fam and Oldies Volunteer Appreciation Day. I'm here with Alan Strang, the Marketing and Communications Officer with the Port Dover Lions. Alan, can you tell me how you got to Norfolk County?
I was born and raised and spent my career in Burlington. And I worked for the City of Burlington for 37 years. I retired out here to Norfolk County, moved out here 10 years ago. Coming up, and yeah, so and love it out here. My wife and I live in Port Dover, and we love the area.
How did you get involved with the Lions?
So I had done some volunteer work when I first moved out here with the Board of Trade by hanging Christmas lights and such downtown, and then I'd gotten a couple of the members had approached me about joining the Lions Club, and I guess it was in 2016. I've been a member since. And then Lions International rearranged their structure to include a communications and marketing person on the executive, and I volunteered for that, and nobody else has wanted the job since. So I'm kind of stuck with it for the time being, but I really enjoy being the kind of the face and the voice of everything that we do in Port Dover, and I love to publicize all our events and the work we do, especially with Silver Lake Park.
What has it been like having all of the events return since the lockdowns?
Yeah, well, the Lions, our club was not idle at all really during COVID. I mean, we continued meeting virtually through Zoom meetings like many other organizations did. Silver Lake Park keeps us actively busy with maintenance and some different initiatives. We've managed to reacquire a floating dock from the rowing club that used to be in Silver Lake, and we've installed that a couple of years ago, so that's an annual thing that hauling it in and hauling it out. Our Silver Lake Farmers Market never closed during COVID. That we run that every Saturday morning at the Silver Lake Market Building. It never closed. It was restricted a little bit, but it was always busy every Saturday. We haven't been able to have events per se. We ran our car show on a limited basis last year. It's back in full swing this year. Our first big event will be coming up in October, our 68th annual fish fry, and what we like to call not a stag, because it has a history of a stag event. And it's a full dinner with a couple of bands and some entertainment, and that's our first big fundraiser in two and a half years now.
Could you tell me a bit about why these fundraisers are so important?
Well, fundraising, I mean, every dollar that we raise through any kind of an event, whether it be our Show and Shine car show or turkey raffle or our fish fry, all the profits make their way back into the community in one form or another. A couple of years ago, we spent $25,000 rehabbing a playground that we own. We're looking at doing that again in Silver Lake Park. Playground equipment's coming to the end of its life, so we're looking at redoing that. We support minor baseball in a large way because we own Meisner Ballpark. Right now, it's as we speak, it's undergoing a retrofit of lighting to LED. In conjunction with the Trillium Foundation of Ontario, there was a grant applied for. The Lions put some money into it, so we're redoing that. I mean, we are certainly not an idle club. COVID was actually pretty good for our membership. Our membership has increased from about 60 to 75 members actively, and so you know we're back full swing now.
Why would you suggest volunteering to someone that hasn't tried it?
I understand that, you know, Lions typically have a hard time getting young members because of family commitments and such, and we get that. I think there's always room for people to make time in their busy schedules for, you know, even if it's a couple of hours a month to volunteer in one way or another. You know, you get so much out of it. I get a lot out of it just in self-satisfaction and giving back to my community that has adopted me as a community member.